Monday night up at Cave Hill to listen to literary readings. It's a first, and we're thrilled, and I'm really grateful to all of you who made the effort to come up here and be with us tonight. I'm just going to give a very brief introduction. You have the program. We're going to stick to time because the main thing here is to listen to our writers and to take questions from the audience and generate some kind of discussion. So I'm just reading a little bit from the flyer, which I hope you all saw in the press over the last couple of weeks. We've been trying to advertise this event. And the evening's event is called Breaking Sexual Silences, Readings and Discussion, Living and Loving in Different Ways in Our Caribbean. And I start off with kind of controversial-ish lyrics from, I think it's Sizzler, but all you young people would know better. Rastaman, now apologize to no batty boy. Do dancehall lyrics like this speak for the majority of us, and I mean us in this room, us in the Caribbean? Are we the most homophobic society in the world? Does our popular culture endorse hate crimes against gays and lesbians? Well, that's what the international media are saying about us. What we want to do tonight is to listen to some other Caribbean voices, those of the artists, not the musicians this time, not the dancehall, but the writers. And I want to welcome most particularly our award-winning writers and scholars in their own right. Thomas Glave, who's going to launch his book, A Gathering of Lesbian and Gay Writing from the Antilles. He'll be available to you to have your book signed when you buy them later, which I'm sure you will. And Unya Kempadu, author of Buxton Spice and Tide Running, who will also be available to sign copies of her books, which are available on that table there. Okay, I want to just say that this event is part of a partnership project, Breaking Sexual Silences, which is a kind of a collaborative effort between Reading University and the Department of Language, Linguistics and Literature, UWI Cave Hill. It's sponsored, and we're very grateful for, a British Academy ACU grant for international collaboration. And what the project aims to do is to bring together writers, scholars, activists, and now you, the public, to discuss the way that literature can offer a different and more positive perspective on sexual desire and freedom in the Caribbean. Now, when Thomas launched his book, last month in St. Augustine?
Yes.
Or Caribbean. When Thomas launched the same book in St. Augustine fairly recently, the very trendy St. Augustine campus actually publicized the event on Facebook, and there was a lot of responses. And some of them read thus: UWI supports homosexuality. This is horrible. And then the response came quite soon afterwards: why is it horrible? And then, what would the UWI student prefer? Mind-blowing public lecture on summer parties and the quota of free drinks parties to non-free drinks parties? And humanity is diverse and should be equal. Well, we're here tonight to break some silences about sexuality, about terms like batty boy, about Caribbean women's sexuality. And I think these are important because, as Thomas says in introducing his Our Caribbean, this signals a critical new space for the directions and considerations and interpretations of Caribbean literature and gender discourses. And it's important to be launching the book and to be having this discussion here at Cave Hill because, as he says, it seems clear to me that in the 21st century, UWI should finally be in the vanguard of such directions and the discussions that they'll generate and indeed are generating, especially among younger scholars and writers who are poised on or centered in the exciting cutting-edge intersections that in recent years have emerged between queer theory and Caribbean literature. And so for tonight, let's leave out the brawling lyrics of the dance hall and let's feature the less noisy work, as Denise de Caries Narayan puts it, of Caribbean writers. They're going to discuss the way in which literary works can give us some other voices, can give us some other perspectives, can address issues of sexual desire and sexual freedom in ways that can help us to build a positive language, help us to structure tolerance for those who live and love in different ways. So welcome, everybody, and I'm now going to invite the head of department, Professor Jane Bryce, who's also helping to sponsor this event, to introduce our wonderful writers tonight. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone. Just speaking for one moment as the head of the Department of LLL, I'd just like to say that this is, of course, the right place for Dr. Alison Donnell to have brought her project, Breaking Sexual Silences. Way back in 2006, Thomas Glave was here. He gave a seminar to the Cave Hill Theory in the Cave Hill Theory Project series called Queering Caribbean Literature, and a public reading of his non-fictional collection Words to Our Now, Imagination and Dissent. I don't know if you remember, Thomas, we all sat round in a circle here because so few people came, compared with tonight. But it was a wonderful discussion. And he also gave a creative writing masterclass, which I attended, in which he told us we had to, as an on-the-spot exercise, we had to write from the point of view of someone who was both male and female, but not hermaphrodite. And it was a challenge, I tell you. But I succeeded in writing something. The writers have requested separate introductions. So I'm going to first of all introduce Unia Kempadu, and then she'll read, and then I'm going to introduce Thomas. However, before I get into the separate introductions, just to say that both these writers are friends of this department. Both have contributed to its creative writing program by readings, writing masterclasses, and interacting with students. And both, very importantly, are activists working on a wide range of fronts to improve the conditions of life in the Caribbean. For example, for sex workers, people with HIV/AIDS, and LGBT people. And incidentally, for H people as well, because we benefit from improvements to the society.